Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started. Jump off the map. Hi, and welcome back to Uncharted Living. This is Christine, and I am going to talk to you guys, Ty and Becca, and our listeners about what to do when you're having a no good, terrible, horrible day. So welcome. So excited you guys are here with me.
Thanks, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. So we've heard some really interesting tools from you, from both of you, about what to do when you're having a bad day. And mine actually comes from the work that I did to combat chronic pain. So as you guys know, I've had a chronic pain struggle for well over a decade and did a lot of mind-body work in addition to physical stuff to try to deal with the pain. And so the issue that I had a lot was, and that a lot of chronic pain sufferers have are that they are type A personalities that want to plan for everything, right? And so when a terrible day or a flare-up comes out of the blue, seemingly, they're like really surprised by it and they can't handle it. And it's like, well, I've been having a string of really good days. I've been feeling really, really well. And now I don't feel good. So what really helped me with my pain journey was actually taking the perspective that when a flare-up happens, so when a pain flare-up happens or a bad day pops up or you're having a terrible day, you just say, you know what? I planned for this. Statistically speaking, you're not going to be pain-free every single day of your life. I mean, that's for people who have chronic pain as well as people who do not have chronic pain. There are some days you're not going to feel okay. Statistically speaking, you are not going to have wonderful, high energy, perfect days every single day of your life. Statistically speaking, that's impossible. And yet somehow we continue to think that when we have a bad day, that we've done something wrong or that it's terrible and we kind of fall apart. But instead of falling apart, you say, okay, I planned for this. Statistically speaking, I'm going to have a handful of bad days. Statistically speaking, I'm going to have a pain flare-up. So when it happens, you are not surprised by it. And somehow that lack of surprise gives you more ownership of the day. Even if you can't control what's happening, you can control your mindset and saying, yeah, this was like in my calendar. I knew I was going to have so many pain flare-ups in a month, or I was going to have so many terrible days in a year, whatever it is. And you don't have to obviously think of a specific number, but it gives the control back to you as if this was very natural, because I think the surprise element is what gets us in trouble. Then we're like surprised
and frustrated.
It's
like the resisting of it.
Exactly. So I planned for it, and maybe statistically speaking, I'll have a much better day tomorrow. So it keeps you from spiraling down saying, well, this is the beginning of a really bad trend where now all of the days are going to be terrible, or now all of my days are going to be filled with pain. So it just kind of just puts the brakes on really spiraling and making it into something more than it actually is. So that's kind of my tip for the day, is to anticipate that you have there's so many bad days in life that everyone is going to have. And if you have one, yeah, okay, it's something I planned for, and today was going to be the day. What do you guys think about that?
Makes me think, Christine, of something that we learned in our life coaching program, which was the difference between clean pain and dirty pain. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm hearing you say is clean pain is suffering from life. Life is full of suffering, and clean pain is you wake up, you're in actual physical pain, mm-hmm. and it bums you out. And then the idea of dirty pain is the shame, the guilt, the stress that you put on yourself for having the real actual pain or the real actual bad day. I think it's just like putting more weight on the thing that was bad is what you're saying. So if you're saying we should all be planning for a bad day, it's going to happen. If it's pain or whatever it is, it could be anything. What we're saying is that's clean pain. That's real. Life is full of things that suck.
Yeah.
And then don't add, this is going to be how it's going to be for the rest of my life. Because that would be in the category of dirty pain.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to beat yourself up and tell yourself a story about it. That's not going to happen. And it could be, well, I'm having a pain day, but then it could be, oh, you know, my car broke down. And so it doesn't have to be, well, my car broke down because I did XYZ. I didn't do this and I'm blaming myself for the pain. All of these things are kind of equal in terms of bad days. Now, this is separate from traumatic events, obviously. But when we're saying, oh, I'm just having a bad day, nothing's going right, all of those things are actually kind of equal in terms of, yeah, something bad that I really wish didn't happen. And to not catastrophize it as this is now the way my whole life is going to be. And, you know, every single thing here took me by surprise. It's sort of just like everything goes in the category of like things I didn't really want to happen. And then we're not making them more than they really need to be.
It also reminds me of like the law of polarity, where like there's a spectrum, right? And you have the whole spectrum. So like if you're having a day where your car breaks down and you have to go to the dentist and you're feeling physical pain and you just start to feel yourself spiral, right? Or the kids are really something, right? Or whatever, bosses, whatever your situation. It's like, what I'm hearing you say of like, I plan for this is like, I've allowed for myself to have the full spectrum. And this is one of those days that's maybe off on this side of the spectrum, but it doesn't, it's like neutral as much as any of the other days are neutral. Like these things are going to happen in life. Yeah. So there's like an acceptance around where you are just in the moment.
Well, and they're going to happen to everyone. I think what happens sometimes when we're having a bad day, the story we also often tell ourselves is that we're the only ones ever that are having a bad day.
Why does this always happen to me?
Right. Exactly. Gosh, everyone else's life is perfect. They're having great days and I'm having a terrible day. Like none of that, again, statistically speaking, if you want to get into it, is not true. And especially, you know, when there's huge events around the world that kind of cause stress for people or causing stress for you, it is causing stress for a lot of people, not just you. So I think it kind of, part of this is, it's personal to you in terms of I planned for this. And it also kind of helps to take the focus on your own self-importance. Like, you're not so important that you are immune to bad days, right? I think it just helps us be part of the community. I'm having a bad day sometimes, you're having a bad day sometimes, and not to make more of it than it is. And more likely than not, it's not going to be a bad day tomorrow. And if it is, then that's another one that maybe you plan for. Maybe you're going to get them all in 1 week, right? But again, overall, you're going to have plenty of, you know, quote, good days, however you define that. So it just, it's giving you an element of control, at least for your mind, in circumstances that are definitely beyond your control.
I love that. Thanks, Christine.
Yeah, Christine, I like that. I like the idea of planning for having a bad day and not adding on to that bad day.
Yes.
And I think there's a certain element that is pretty prevalent in kind of the conversation around social media about highlight reels and looking at other people's lives and thinking, oh, look at, they have the most perfect family vacation. Look at what they're having so much fun. How come I don't have that? Mm-hmm. Well, then you talk to your friend and she tells you how between all those great smiling photos was lots of breakdowns and getting lost and fights with mother-in-laws and things like that. So these are maybe the things that we need to remind ourselves when we're having a bad day is we're looking at a lot of people's highlight reels and it might not, it only shows one facet of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it does. So it's just helpful for all, you know, all sorts of things. Again, it's our, it's the stories we tell ourselves. It's the planning that we do. It's the comparison, but bad days are universal. You heard it here, folks. Mm-hmm.
And we'll leave you with that.
Exactly. So thank you, listeners, for joining us for another episode of Uncharted Living. Please like us and follow us and share an episode with your friends or family. And we will see you next time. Bye, girls.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human. Uncharted.